There goes your last 2 minutes. Mm. There, dang it, expected you by Saki. Play another game. Come on.
No, shucks. I don't want no more.
You're scared. You're scared. That's the trouble. You're afraid to play, afraid you'll get beat again.
No, I ain't scared at all. I got things to think of, that's all.
Oh, come on. Play another game, Zeb. Ain't nothing else to do.
Yes, that's just it. Ever since that ruckus at the committee meeting the other night, there ain't been a customer in this store. Do you realize that? There ain't been nobody phoned in a single order.
Yeah, well, let's have another game of checkers.
There you go. There you go. Singing and dancing on the volcano while Rome's burning.
I don't smell nothing burning.
Hmm? Well, of course you don't, you darn fool. I said Rome's burning. Rome, that's a town.
Well, why don't you phone to Squidsville for the fire department?
No, what good did that do? Rome caught on fire 1,000 years ago.
Well, that's all right. It'll take the Squidsville fire department that long to get there.
I guess you all keep quiet with you. I guess you don't know very much about history, do you? Bet you don't even know who Nero was.
Well, I just bet I do.
You wonder. That's the first time.
Nero was my Uncle Jake's dog.
I thought as much. Well, he wasn't.
He was.
I say he wasn't.
He was.
He was not. Nero played a fiddle.
Well, maybe you're right.
Of course I'm right.
Must have been some other dog. My Uncle Jake's dog couldn't play.
I ain't talking about no dog. I'm talking about a feller. A feller. They made him a king.
What'd he do with it?
Do with it? Do with what?
The king they made him.
Oh, he didn't do nothing. He was it. He was it.
Oh, he was it, huh?
Yes, and...
Well, what was he doing? Playing tag?
No, he wasn't playing tag.
And Bernard, he must have been playing tag if he was it.
Well, he wasn't playing tag or dropped the handkerchief or nothing else.
Was he playing run, sheep, run?
No, he wasn't.
Was he playing beckon?
No. He lived in a big palace. And one day...
Who did?
No. Why don't you listen when I try to learn you something? Nero. He lived in a palace.
You're crazy. He lived in a doghouse.
He didn't live in a doghouse. I tell you.
Well, he just certainly did. I remember when my Uncle Jake made it for him out back to hen coop.
Oh, now listen, Ed, you're getting all mixed up again. I'm talking about a fella that was a Roman king, a ruler. You know what a ruler is?
12 inches.
Oh, well, that's a foot rule. A foot rule for measuring feet. And he was a king.
What say?
Measuring feet. And he...
That darn funny job for a king. Measuring feet. Whose feet did he measure?
No, he didn't measure nobody's feet. He fiddled.
Fiddled with his feet?
No, with his...
Well, Uncle Jake used to fiddle with his whiskers.
Jake, Conshine, would you keep your Uncle Jake out of this? He ain't got nothing to do with it. I'm sick of hearing about it.
Why don't you take some old Doc Simmons syrup cinnamon for your cold?
No, I just got a tickle in my throat. I'm trying to tell you about the king. He played a fiddle. He did a good job of it.
How's that?
I say he played a fiddle. He did.
What in tarnation's a fiddle he did?
Not fiddle he did. Not fiddle he did.
Fiddle he die, fiddle he roll, fiddle he rattle, he die, die.
Listen, just fiddle. And he was pretty darn good at it, too.
He was, huh?
Yes, sirree, Bob. Well, he was a great fellow to play pranks.
And play what?
Play pranks. And one day...
I thought you said he played a fiddle.
He did play a fiddle. But on the other hand...
Yes, it worked.
No.
Yeah, I understand what you mean. Now, he played the fiddle with one hand, and with the other, he played the prank.
Yes, he played the fiddle with one hand, and... No, he didn't. He didn't, Deb. A prank is a trick. A trick.
Well, that'd be a trick. A dad darn good one if a feller could do it.
Well, he didn't do it. One day, Rome caught on fire, and...
What was he playing that day? A fiddle or a prank?
Oh, I don't know what he was playing.
You don't?
No, I don't. Keep quiet now. I'm telling you a story. Anyway, they started to look for Nero, and where do you suppose they found him?
Under the kitchen stove.
No, he wasn't asleep under the kitchen stove.
No, he was.
He wasn't. He was on the...
He was, because I found him myself, Dad Burnett.
What do you mean?
He hid there because somebody tied a can to him. I remember it.
Say, what in condition are you talking about? Tied a can to...
My Uncle Jake's dog.
Oh, didn't I tell you there was no...
Well, by the Ginger River. Look who's here.
Well,
ain't seen him for several days. Here's Professor Thistlewood.
Land the Goshen Professor. Well, say, we thought you never was coming in here again.
Well, you see, I've been slightly indisposed with a cold.
Oh, you have? Yes, you sound kind of hoarse, don't you? Give him some of that Dr. Simmons syrup of cinnamon.
Sold 3 gallons of that stuff 2 months ago.
Say, by the way, Professor, what's the matter with everybody, anyhow?
Well, Mr. Winterbottom, I've been tracking down the rumors that have been going about, and I've found that every one of them came out of this store.
That's a dad darn lie.
Now, Mr. Peters,
it is a lie, Professor Thistlewaite. We ain't had a rumor in this store since Hector used to sleep in the back room.
I don't mean that kind of rumor. I mean the stories about Mrs. Howe and Miss Plum and Mr. Hertz. All malicious slander.
I'll say they are. The whole gang of them. They ought to be run out of town.
Now, see here. There you are. Ever ready to speak ill of your friends and customers.
Chef, what did I say?
That they ought to be run out of town. Now, I've investigated every one of those stories, and there is not one iota.
What is that, Professor?
Iota.
You ought to what?
Ought to be run out of town. He's the fellow that started it.
Well, I'll be dead, Bernie.
I didn't say that.
That's all right. That's all right. You're a friend of ours, and we won't say nothing about it.
But I didn't say...
Yes. You only just don't let it happen again.
Now, see here. Now,
yes,
see.
We know. A fellow's liable to slip up once in a while, but after this, you...
Now, will you please listen to me?
He won't say a word to nobody.
Now, quiet, please. I say all of those stories were false. And yet, if it hadn't been for that box of pepper breaking open, there might have been serious consequences.
That was funny, wasn't it?
Well, let me assure you that it is no laughing matter. Mr. Green was deadly serious. He would have shot Mr. Hertz. I had a long talk with Green this morning. And, he showed me the canceled checks with your endorsement on them.
Well, that's all right, Ennis. You got to endorse a check to cash it.
But don't you realize that those canceled checks are evidence of your having been bribed to select his song as winning the contest?
Yeah, and that's another dad darn lie.
Yes, sir. We didn't say we'd pick out his song to win the contest.
Then what did you do? What did that $300 represent? Why did he give you that money?
That was a fine.
A fine?
Yes, a fine. Mr. Hertz told us we was judges, so we just fined Mr. Green for speeding.
This is even worse than I thought.
I'll say it is. Besides speeding, he ran over 100 dogs.
And we let him off easy for that. Just fined him $100, $1 a dog.
Yes.
What did you do with the 100?
We just left it where it lay. What could we do with the 100 dead dogs?
No, I mean the money, the $100. What did you do with it after you cashed Mr. Green's check?
Put it in the bank.
Yes, you see, we're figuring on taking a vacation. Able to take a couple of weeks off, and then I'll take a couple...
Look here. You'd better draw that money out of the bank at once. All of it. Every cent Mr. Green gave you, and return it to him.
Yeah, but I'm going on a vacation. Mm. I'm going to visit...
Now, if you don't want to spend your vacation in prison, you'd better repay Mr. Green at once. I've already made the arrangements with him. Told him that you'd have the money ready for him this evening.
Oh, shucks.
I told you, Zeb. There wasn't nothing to this dad darn judging business. Just losing proposition.
And under the circumstances, I think it would be advisable for you to resign as judges of the contest. In fact, I have discussed this point with Mr. Hertz. And we both agree that we shall let the public select the winning composition. The preference will be indicated by applause.
Ah, shucks. I have a dad darn good notion not to donate that $2,500 for the best song.
Well, that's something for you yourself to decide, Mr. Peters. But if I were you, I'd consider the matter rather carefully. Right now, it behooves you to do everything possible to get back into the good graces of the citizens of Corn Center.
What do you mean, people are short of Guinness now?
That's it, precisely. However, I am of the opinion that if you do continue to sponsor the fiesta and the music contest, you can soothe their feelings and the matter can be rectified.
I'd like to rectify the whole dad darn mess.
And for the time being, I've persuaded them to grant you an amnesty.
A what?
A pardon, amnesty.
Yes, I see.
Well, now you'd better think over what I've told you and... don't forget to have that money for Mr. Hurt.
Yeah, Mr. Green, you mean, yes.
Sure. He goes and messes things up. We got to take the blame for it.
Well, life's like that.
The only reason I put up with him at all is that... He was man enough to own up to the kind of fella he is.
Own up to the kind of fella he is? How do you mean?
You heard what he said, didn't you? That he was a nasty.